was an early morning bar room. The place just opened up. The little man came in so fast and started at his cups. The broad who served the whiskey was a big old friendly girl who tried to fight her empty nights but smiling at the world. And she said, "Hey bub, it's been a while since you've been around. Where the hell have you been hiding? Why you look so down?" But the little man just sat there like he never heard a sound. The waitress, she gave out a cough, and acting not the least put off, she spoke once again. She said, "I don't want to bother you, consider it understood. I know I ain't no beauty queen, but I sure can listen good." The little man took the drink in his hand, raised it to his lips. He took a couple of sips, and he told the waitress this story. "I am the midnight watchman down in Miller's Tool and Die. I watch the metal rusting and I watch the time go by. A week ago at the diner I stopped to get a bite. This here lovely lady, she sat two seats from my right. And Lord, 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 she was all right. She was so damn beautiful that she'd worn the winter frost. But she was long past lonely and well nigh on the lost. Now I'm not much of a mover or a pick-em-up easy guy, but I decided to glide on over, give her one good try. And Lord, 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 she was worth a try. Tongue-tied like a schoolboy, I stammered out some words. But it did not really matter, 'cause I don't think she heard. She just looked clear on through me to a space back in my head, and it shamed me into silence as quietly she said, 'If you want me to come with you, that's all right with me, 'cause I know I'm going nowhere, and anywhere's a better place to be.'" Anywhere's a better place to be. I drove her to my boarding house, I took her up to my room. I went to turn on the only light to brighten up the gloom. But she said, "Oh, please leave the light on. I don't mind the dark." As her clothes all tumbled around her, I could hear my heart. The moonlight shone upon her as she lay back in my bed. It was the kind of scene I only had imagined in my head. I just could not believe her, to think that she was real. And as I tried to tell her, she said, "Shh, I know just how you feel. If you want me to come with you, then that's all right with me, 'cause I've been oh so lonely. Loving someone is a better place to be." Loving someone is a better place to be. The morning came so swiftly as I held her in my arms. She slept like a baby, snug and safe from harm. I did not want to share her with the world or break the mood. So before she woke, I went out and brought us both some food. I came back with my paper bag to find that she was gone. She left a six-word letter saying it's time that I moved on. The waitress took her bar rag and wiped it across her eyes. And as she spoke, her voice came out as something like a sigh. And she said, I wish that I was beautiful, or that you were halfway blind. I wish I weren't so goddamn fat. I wish that you were mine. I wish that you'd come with me when I leave for home. 'Cause we both know all about loneliness, being all alone. And the little man looked at the empty glass in his hand, and he smiled a crooked grin. He said, I guess I'm out of gin, and I know we both have been so lonely. And if you want me to come with you, then that's all right.